Monday, early indications pointed to steady to higher cash fed cattle prices again this week. Now is the time to get ready to play on the offensive side of the cattle market for the first time in a long while, says Darrell Peel, coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 30th of November. Cattle futures softened Monday amid likely profit-taking and month-end positioning, although some would say they started the week in oversold territory in need of technical correction, the fundamental pathway continues clear. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 91 cents lower from $1.42 lower at the front to 22 cents lower at the back. The CME feeder cattle index on Friday was $3.34 higher at $161.29. Live cattle futures closed an average of $1.25 lower on Monday, from 55 cents lower toward the back to $1.90 lower near the front end of the board. As would be guessed, negotiated cash fed cattle trade was mostly inactive on very light demand through Monday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, live prices were $7 higher in the Southern Plains at $140 a hundredweight. They were $3 to $6 higher in Nebraska at $136 to $140, $5 to $8 higher in Colorado at $140, and $3 to $6 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $135 to $140. Dress trade was $7 higher in Nebraska at $217, and $3 to $7 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $213 to $217. Recent trade volume and delivery patterns suggest cash prices this week have the potential to gain more. Choice box beef cutout value was $2.43 lower Monday afternoon at $277.58 hundredweight. Select was 26 cents lower at $262.02. Corn futures closed mostly 5 to 9 cents lower, while soybean futures closed 9 to 11 cents lower.
Hear that? It's a quiet, easy handling Hereford cow. That's right. No broken fences, no busted gates, no injured people. Herefords lead the way in the silent traits and fertility. Studies show they increase profitability by more than $51 per cow per year at the same time. That's real money and real results. Isn't it time for you to come home to Hereford? Learn more at Hereford.org.
Calves and feeder cattle sold steady to mainly higher at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Through mid-session, feeder steers were selling $2 to $4 higher at Oklahoma National Stockyards. Feeder heifers were trading $3 to $5 higher. Steer and heifer calves were selling $2 to $6 higher, with instances of $15 higher. There were an estimated 12,000 head on offer. At Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, steers weighing less than 600 pounds sold $3 to $8 higher, while steers at heavier weight sold steady. Feeder heifers traded $3 to $9 higher, with most of the advance on weights lighter than 500 pounds. There were 8,342 head on offer. Feeder steers sold steady to $3 higher at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, where there were 2,893 head. There was a significant price bounce for steers weighing 600 to 650 pounds. Feeder heifers sold steady to $2 higher, except for $10 to $11 higher at 600 to 750 pounds. Finally, steer calves weighing less than 600 pounds sold mostly $2 to $5 higher at Russell Livestock Auction in Iowa. Steers weighing 600 to 700 pounds sold $1 to $4 higher, but $1 to $2 lower at heavier weights. Heifer calves weighing less than 600 pounds traded mostly $3 to $4 lower, and then $3 to $8 higher at heavier weights. There are 1,859 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices paired sharp losses from the previous session on Monday as traders and everyone else tried to sort out the potential impact of the new COVID variant announced last week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 236 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 60 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 291 points. Also, West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures on the CME rebounded $1.80 to $1.89 through the front six contracts. The recent breakout of Fed cattle markets, after struggling under the weight of beef packer capacity constraints, clears the way for cattle markets to move forward with the optimism that has been building in the industry in recent months, says Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, in his weekly market comments. Peel adds that plenty of challenges remain, including COVID uncertainty and economic ripple effects, higher input costs, and drought. But, he explains, market fundamentals continue to improve. The beef cow herd has been declining since 2019 and declined even faster this year. It will decline again next year and likely in 2023, Peel says. At the same time, he explains strong domestic beef demand, bolstered by even stronger international demand and demand potential, suggests that cyclical expansion could resume in the not-too-distant future. With that in mind, Peel suggests winter is an appropriate time for producers to consider both animal and forage production and management plans for the coming year, beginning with some questions. For instance, Peel says, what are the conditions of pastures and rangeland going into the next growing season? Should grazing plans or stocking rates be adjusted? Were production and reproductive rates and weaning weights as expected? What's the current body condition of the cows and the herd health status overall? Are upcoming herd nutritional needs evaluated and matched with feed and supplement resources? Planning now can help manage costs and production next year, he says. Bottom line, Peel adds, relative market stability offers producers the opportunity to play offense rather than defense for the first time in a long while, if they're prepared to do so. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 30th of November. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.